Our scripture this morning is from the book of Matthew, Gospel, in harsh and strong words for each of us, both then and now. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is still in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Strong words from God for each of us as God's people.
Right, Sherry, these are strong words, and let's tackle it, right? Let's embrace it. Today, we continue with our summer-long sermon series on the Sermon on the Mount. We have been walking through it section by section. And I know it has been a long series, but I hope that you have found this helpful, as this gave you an opportunity to read and ponder over the meaning of Jesus' famous words called the Sermon on the Mount. And we come today to the section about judging others. And who would like to read this, right? And this way, kind of, I am thinking of one church joke. You are special. I didn't share this at the first service. So, but this joke is about Baptists. Two groups of Baptists together. And one group is with the American Baptist, and the other group is with the German Baptist. And they were together, and they were at a dinner table, and the German Baptist was so horrified when they saw the American Baptist began to smoke. And they were so horrified that they almost dropped the mug of beers. You got it? I feel like I am making judgment about Baptist. But okay, here, Jesus says, we have heard this so far. As you can see on the next slide, Jesus says, do not judge today, right? Of course not. We have heard and read Jesus say this: no anger, no retaliation, no lust, no worry, and now no judging. Ta-da! And we know that Jesus asks a lot, do we? Don't we? Jesus is continuing to set a high bar, and we know this is easier said than done. And before moving any further, I'd like to make this clear. Jesus is not saying that we should act like bystanders who would never evaluate a person's character but overlook lying, cheating, and stealing, or criminal behavior. No, we know that Jesus made ethical judgments about injustice, and Jesus denounced it by standing up to it. And when we see a wrong thing being committed, we are not to think, hey, it's not my job to judge, so I'm just going to let it happen. No, no, no. Such attitudes are contrary to Christian faith. Making a voice against injustice is a part of Christian faith, because we acknowledge that life is relational and communitarian, because this is how God created humans, and this is what God intends for us, living with other humans and other creatures, pursuing peace and justice. In fact, it is difficult to not judge, but still denounce as we discern what is unjust. And major reason why it is difficult is because, you know what, every issue is not like a cookie cutter every time. Like this part is injustice, and we all agree. And this part is just a different idea and behavior, and is acceptable. Everyone agrees. No. Does everyone agree on every matter, whether it is a right or wrong, every time, all the place? No. See, one of the most controversial issue of the moment, mandate mask or no mask to the vaccinated. Delta variant has sparked another resurgence across the country. Federal, state, and local government recommend the mask as they see more comprehensive data, and some of them even mandated masks regardless of vaccination status. Then I know some people blame the new resurgence on people who are not vaccinated. But there are still certain groups of people who are not eligible or are relatively less safe to get vaccinated. And I'm not interested in listing all the reasons that they say about why they decide not to get vaccinated. I am just saying that as Christians, we know that we are not to judge others. People come from different backgrounds and filter information through their own personal lens, and people filter information based on their life experiences. And because we all have a different way of looking at this kind of challenging situations, we needed to be just indifferent? No, we needed to attempt to not judge, but to understand, right? When it comes to question around mask mandate here, I understand that some of us would not attend the church in person unless they are sure that people around them in the pews wear masks. And some of us would not attend the church if they are pressured to wear a mask here. Amid this challenge, I wanted to ensure you all that you are heard and your voices are valued, and your voices are acknowledged. And I am committed to keeping everyone safe, and I don't want to lose anyone in the process. That's it. Though we all may not agree about what is right in terms of these questions around mask mandate, even though we may not answer the question consistently in the same way in all situations, what we can do and what we have to do without fail is to not judge, right? Not judging others. This doesn't mean that we should put aside our ability to discern the good from the bad. Discernment is good, and discernment is God's given gift. Okay, then I feel like I am circling around this topic over and over, because you know what? Do not judge is that tricky and difficult to do. And judging others is not something new in this time of a pandemic. It has been a fact of life that has always been with us in our everyday life. So maybe we may reframe what Jesus said here, do not judge this way. Do not be judgmental. Do not be fault-finding. Do not be hypercritical. This can be applied this way. With one or two instances, do we make a judgment on person's morality or the total of their deeds? What are we looking at and looking for in persons? Your answer to those questions will help you to discern whether we are given to this inclination of being a judgmental. Then now, our question is, how can we stay away from this inclination? And I would like to suggest briefly three different ways. First, let's begin with what we already well know. It is, as you can see on the next slide, it is to acknowledge that we do not know what's in someone's heart. In other words, we do not have enough information about what's going on in the someone's life. So we ought to be slow to judge others. And I believe that you like this story, as I do. I recall one story that Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, shared. He was riding a subway in New York City on one Sunday morning. People were sitting quietly. People were reading newspapers, and they were just lost in thought, and some resting with their eyes closed. And it was a calm and peaceful scene on that subway train. Then suddenly, a man with his children entered the subway car. The children were so loud that instantly the whole climate changed. The man sat down next to Kobe and closed his eyes, apparently oblivious to the situation. The children were yelling back and forth and throwing things and even grabbing people's papers to draw their attention. It was very disturbing. And yet, this man sitting next to Kobe did nothing. It was difficult not to feel irritated. Kobe couldn't believe that this man could be so insensitive to let his children run wild like that and do nothing about it, taking no responsibility at all. It was easy to see that everyone else on the subway felt irritated. So finally, Kobe turned to his father and said, "Sir, your children are really disturbing a lot of people here. I wonder if you couldn't control them a little more." Then the man lifted his gaze, and as he came to a conscious of the situation for the first time, and said softly this, "Oh, you're right. I guess I should do something about it. We just came from the hospital where their mother died about an hour ago. I don't know what to think. I guess they don't know how to handle it either. We don't know what's in someone's heart. We don't know fully what's going on in their life. If we acknowledge that we don't know everything about what's going on in someone's life, we would be much less apt to judge others. Yes, it is our tendency to quickly make up our minds about someone. Then let's acknowledge that because of this, we cannot know the real truth." I have seen this quote in some place. "Do not judge. You don't know what storm I have asked her to walk through from God." Though it's hard to believe that God kind of put the storm in someone's life, but that might be true to us. We don't know what storms they are walking through. The second way that we can keep our judgmental inclination in check is to grow our ability for introspections. I bet you know it is important, and you are familiar with Jesus' words here. "Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye?" Of course, Jesus doesn't mean here that you are the worst person in the neighborhood. Get it? No, Jesus doesn't say it. He challenges you and me to not fail to look within ourselves by taking time often to consider our own heart. Do you do it? Do we do it often? Here is one story to which something similar can be very easily ours. A couple moved into a new neighborhood. The next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the wife saw her neighbor hanging the wash outside. "That laundry is not clean," she said, and she doesn't know how to wash correctly. "Perhaps she needs a better laundry soap." Her husband looked on and remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang her wash out to dry, the wife would make the same comment. About 1 month later, she was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line and said to her husband, look, she has finally learned how to wash correctly. And I wonder who taught her this. And the husband said, I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows. Cleaned our windows. Are the windows of our heart clean? Probably a wise thing to do is, before judging others for the purpose of condemnations, we are better off attending to our own blind spot. Here we come to the third. I found this, the way Jesus finished his words here is interesting. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Yeah, this is what he tells us to do with our finding of a speck in someone's eye to help them. The Christian purpose of stepping into someone else's life and world is never to judge them, but to help them. I heard some Christians say that, hey, it is, in order to help them correct their wrong thing, that I do a tough love of pointing out the wrong thing that they are committing. Of course, people need to discern what is right and wrong, what is good and evil, and we Christians feel such responsibilities of discernment and of speaking truth. But if we do it with a sense of condescension, like as if we say, hey, I never get into this situation myself, you should be as good as I am. Or like, oh, I know what you don't know. That's why you got into this situation. If we try to help others, even with a sense of a pity, as if we say, how poor and stupid you are, and this is not helping them. This is judging them. Judgment says, I am better than you. I know more than you. And I'm superior to you. And from these positions, I can help you. That's a judgment. People, and even we don't need such judgment and condemnation from people who call themselves as followers of Jesus. This week at our Vacation Bible School, children learned of God's power of love that is shown in Jesus, just as you may have learned of it at your Vacation Bible School when you were young. It is very precious and important to help children learn and experience the essence of Christian faith, which we often summarize by using the word from John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall never perish but have eternal life. And we illustrate this message by putting the cross, like this cross, as a railroad tracks to connect where things are disconnected. Then the message of John 3:16 continues in its following verse, 3:17, which I don't want to miss. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, no, but to save the world through him. The purpose of Jesus is not condemnation, but salvation. God grants us grace, and we in turn ought to extend this grace to others. Grace, not judgment. Grace, not condemnation. Again, we need to discern what is right and wrong and stand for what is right. But we should do so with humility and tenderness, with grace and mercy. People need grace and empathy, not judgment and condemnation. You know, people get plenty of that from others and even from themselves. Perhaps this is true to you this day. Do you feel that you get plenty of judgment and criticism from others and even from your own inner voices? Then speak to yourself with tenderness, not with judgment. then you may be able to speak to others with tenderness, grace, not judgment. To conclude this whole, as with a question like a question about mask mandate, when I face a question that may easily lead to making judgment on others, Jesus, I try to remember that Jesus tells me to choose first understanding, humility, and grace, even if it would make me feel that I am on the side where people will ridicule me. So let's never err, putting ourselves in the role of God. May God help us in this endeavor as we pursue understanding, humility, and grace ever before we try to make a judgment on others. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. So,